For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Authorities have declared a state of emergency in St. Louis County as they prepared for a second night of protest marking a year since a police officer killed Ferguson, Missouri teen Michael Brown.
There is a small group of people out there that are intent on making sure that we don't have peace that prevails.
St. Louis County Chief of Police John Belmore at a press conference earlier this afternoon. A day of civil disobedience has resulted in the arrests of activist Cornel West and about 50 outside the federal courthouse in St. Louis. The Washington Post says one of its reporters who was covering protests in Ferguson, Missouri, also has been arrested and charged with trespassing and interfering with a police officer. Protesters have been demanding federal action to stop what policing they say targets minorities. Violence broke out during protests in Ferguson last night on the anniversary of the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Police say a man wearing a clown costume swung an axe at a woman, but she wasn't hit. Authorities say the man came to the woman's house about 4:30 a.m. Friday morning wearing a clown mask and a multicolored wig. Authorities told the Hickory Daily Record that the man didn't hurt the woman, and she was able to remove his mask and recognize him as an acquaintance before he left. There are plenty of smells in New York City subways, but skunks? The New York Post said Saturday police and a transit worker rescued two baby skunks that had strayed into Bronx's subway station last weekend. They were taken to a veterinarian's office to be examined.
Hi, I'm J. Neal Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A Hawaiian scientist has claimed that the Earth has more than one orbiting moon and that we might not be alone. Dr. Robert Jadek of the University of Hawaii Institute for Astronomy believes a number of mini moons not visible from Earth with the naked eye are in temporary orbit of our planet. He claims to have already conclusively identified one tiny moon that orbited us, adding, only one is known, and it's not fictional. The 3-meter-wide baby moon called 2006 RH120 was observed in 2006 and orbited Earth for about a year before it shot back to the asteroid belt. Dr. Jadek used specialized computer programs to calculate the likelihood that other asteroids and space rocks had been lured in by Earth's gravity. The paths of more than 10 million asteroids were examined before he concluded that at any time there would always be at least one tiny moon orbiting Earth. They're united by a lofty goal, to investigate whether Jupiter's moon Europa could harbor primitive life under its icy shell. Last week, a team of scientists and engineers for NASA's planned mission to Europa met for the first time at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, to begin turning that goal into reality. After years of planning and hoping, the premier gathering was the final page of the team's origin story and the beginning of a new chapter that could last as long as 2 decades. The mission plan calls for a spacecraft to be launched to Jupiter in the 2020s, arriving in the distant planet's orbit after a journey of several years. The spacecraft would orbit the gas giant planet about every 2 weeks, providing many opportunities for close flybys of Europa. The mission plan includes 45 flybys, during which time the spacecraft would image the moon's icy surface at high resolution and investigate its composition and the structure of its interior and icy shell. In late May, NASA announced the selection of instruments for the mission's scientific payload, which in June the mission formally entered the development phase known as formulation. Thought to contain an ocean of liquid water beneath its icy surface, Europa is considered one of the most promising places in the solar system beyond Earth to search for signs of present-day life in the form of simple organisms. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.